In the feed tonight is a Shadowrun game using the Cortex system. Cortex is from Margaret Weiss Games and is used in such RPGs as Leverage, Smallville, Firefly, and Supernatural. The players tonight are Richard, Eldon, and Steven. Two of these are returning characters, and Steven is new to this game and brings in a new character. Enjoy! Back for another Shadowrun using the Cortex system. We'll see how this goes tonight. And just in the way of introductions, Eldon, who's your character?
Hi, I'm Eldon. I'm playing Wildstar, lover, pop star, and everything in between.
And Richard?
I'm playing Eddie Droot, the drug-stealing ex-trauma team member. I have to pair up with Mr. Patterson again.
I know, right? That guy's a stiff.
And new to our Shadowrun game, Steven!
Hello, I'm playing Stone Dog, grizzled ex-UCAS soldier, discharged, ready for the streets.
But are the streets ready for you?
I don't know. Apparently I'm roadie for Wildstar now.
Oh, you absolutely can, my friend. Absolutely.
Yes. Wildstar might have known him before he joined up with the military when they were younger. And he's recently mustered out, needing a job.
What is Stone Dog? Is he
human elf? SBA, Stone Dog is the hardest SOB around. That's what. He is a human.
That's not the hardest SOB around. That belongs to a troll.
Stone Dog will have to have words with this troll.
Short ones said through broken teeth. So it's been about a month since your last run. You guys have either quite intelligently banked your money, or you might have blown it on sports cars and living large. Otherwise, it's been a little uneventful. Nothing new has come onto your plate in a while. You guys are just out on the town, seeing the sights, having a little bit more money in your pockets than you've been used to for a while, but you know, you're starting to see the end of these last few golden weeks, as the money is starting to dry up a little. But you find yourself over at Yoshihiro's restaurant and bar. It's getting too late at evening. You've done a little bar hopping there. Mr. Wildstar may have been taking you out and having you sample some of Seattle's finest underground bands.
Yeah, the cherry poppers are extreme.
Right. Yeah, this place is well known for its micro brews and its fresh fish. They serve a mix of steak and seafood here. Some of it's real, just depending on how deep your pockets are. So this is kind of a splurge. Enjoying yourselves on the town. You've just been seated. Mostly clientele here is mostly humans. You see an elf here and there. Not a lot of the otherwise goblinized races, though. Some places are just like this. They seem to attract a certain clientele and not others. Places clean and neat. There's very faint chamber music being piped in over the speakers. Probably not to Wildstar's liking. Too much flute and airiness.
It's too calm. It's too calm.
Mm-hmm. You guys have just settled down, and you're tucking into your appetizers, trying to sop up some of the alcohol that's in your bellies. And all of you notice that there's a chubby man dark-skinned man, looks a little on the older side, that's coming into the bar. He's kind of waddling around, looking into, you know, booth after booth. Just, you know, he's just very rudely sticking his face in, seeing who's in the booths. The booths are kind of designed, so the lights are dim enough that you really gives you a sense of privacy, right? He has a suitcase or a briefcase that has been handcuffed to his right wrist. And eventually he comes to your booth and he takes a good look at you. He adjusts these little round glasses that are on the end of his nose. He's like, "Oh, thank the stars. We got to talk at once. I've been looking all day for you guys." And he just kind of insinuates himself into the booth. He just shoves over. Who's this? Probably the smallest person here's Wildstar, right?
Yeah, that's
Wildstar. Yeah.
And he helps himself to some of the appetizers that are on your table here.
Well, I begin my immediate scanning of someone who barges into a room. Does he have the Disney logo anywhere on his person?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, actually, he smells kind of like a bum. He doesn't smell like he's bathed in a while. His suit is actually really well cut. The suitcase itself is, you know, really nice job, but he looks like he kind of just let himself go. He's got dark wrinkles under his eyes. He hasn't shaved in days. He smells horrible. And we're not talking alcohol horrible like your friends here. We're talking, you know, body funk that's gone way too many days, kind of horrible.
How can I help you, man?
He looks up, starts talking over a mouthful of the ramen that you got in the middle of the table there.
"Oh, I require the services of several bodyguards. Your names came up. You are," he looks over at you in particular. It's like, "a friend of mine, a young kid, gave me a business card, said that you guys help people."
"We do. By his price." Oh.
Yeah, he hands over like a card that's it's been rumpled, it's probably been folded a few times, put in a pocket a few times, and it's basically a contact information that you guys gave to the kid Decker from the last mission.
Oh right, that guy. The only one who turned into the police.
Yes.
Yeah, and as he's talking, he sticks his hand into his like his oversized coat. He brings out a handful of little round balls and starts crunching on those as well while he continues to polish off your appetizers.
Wait, who gave him a card? I mean, do you have cards in Wallstar?
No. It's not like an actual business card. It's just contact information that you wrote down.
Jeez, and you just gave that out to anyone? What kind of a rock star are you? Don't you have management to go through?
No.
This is Mr. Bazin's doing.
The kid gave me this. He said you guys are real good.
Have a kid get your contact information. Never mind.
He says you guys got a great reputation. Really helped him out of a jam. Wipes greasy noodles off the back of his on the back of his coat there, and says, "Oh, here." He sticks out his hands, and it's still got like, you know, the grease and the soy sauce from the noodles on it. Since you were, Richard, you're the last one to speak there to Wildstar. He's got his hand stuck out to you.
I look at it.
Oh! He wipes it off on the front of his suit. Sticks it back out relatively clean.
I still don't see any money in it.
No, I understand. You want to keep it professional. I understand. He goes back to throwing one of these little jawbreakers into his mouth, and he crunches it down. So they call me Topol. Used to run a little gear shop, burned down about a month or two ago. But I've come into a... He looks around, is making sure no one's overhearing. Came into a little business proposition, and I need a little hired help to make sure that my payday goes down pretty good. I'm willing to pay you guys $5,000 each if you're willing to accompany me. No more than 3 hours work, I assure you.
Heard that before.
Yeah, as a waitress comes by, he sticks. Oh, hey, can I order let me have this Mugu Gai pan here, and you want something?
Are you paying?
Oh, of course. Well, here, he turns the menu over. You guys want anything else? Let's see, and I want one of these and one of these. He picks out like three
like entrees. And he's like, oh, and some more of this, these noodles. These are pretty good. And whatever my friends want, too.
If we're going to listen to more of your proposition, the hardest gin you got. Wildstar.
Stone Dog turns over to the menu. Chooses surf and turf that is actually surf and turf this time.
Yeah, there you go. Instead of the soy steak you've been chewing on for a bit there. Yeah, he slaps a cred stick down on the tray and kind of pushes the waitress off. Now go get her stuff, honey. She gives him the slant look like, you got a cred stick on my tray. I won't knife you yet. Walks away. So what do you say, my friends? 3 o'clock tonight. I got to be at a certain location, not very far drive from here. $5,000 apiece.
What do you want us to do?
I'm kind of new to this thing. I've got something I'm going to sell. I've got a client who's willing to buy it, and I understand it's kind of perfunctory that you bring your muscle to this sort of thing. I don't know how this works.
Jeez. Whose contact information did you have? Wildstar's. Hello, Wildstar, the most unlikely looking muscle we've got here.
Well, come on, the kid said you're good.
Yeah. I guess I could do your security from the cyberplanes.
But personal appearances, we require half up front.
He nods to that. Well, I'm agreeable to that. I'll give you all half up front.
Stay out my hand.
Well, we stick out our cred chips and
all right.
For him to slot it over.
Yeah. He does a transfer. Everybody gets 2,500 new yen.
Woohoo!
And he waits for the food to come over. He actually, when the food comes over, he clicks the locks on his luggage. He opens it up, and before anyone can like get a good look inside, he just drops all of his plates of food inside. He makes sure to spoon off all the extra sauce into it, locks it back up. Licks his fingers clean and says, guys, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. Here, we all know where this place is. Why don't we just meet here? Oh, bring a car. Bring some kind of transportation. I'll have my own. And location won't be very far from here. I got to keep it on the down low, though, so I can't tell you just yet.
I understand. I can be a master of subtlety when needed.
I just got one question. Is what we're doing legal at all, or who are we trying to avoid?
Oh, sure. All you're doing is, you know, cosmetic. That's it. You guys just need to hang around to look like my heavies, and I think everything will be just fine.
No, I don't need to know what you're selling, but I want to know if what you're selling will attract the attention of the police as well, because I want to know who we got to be on the lookout for.
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's not stolen goods. No, nothing like that. Like I said, I used to own a shop. Before it burned down, I had a client come in.
And you're just sitting off his gear.
Yeah, you know, just sitting on it. You know, I'm trying to get the shop going back again. And I remembered I had this item that, you know, I had feelers out for a while. Couldn't find a buyer. I found a buyer. I'm happy.
All right.
If we're doing legal work, we should ask for more money.
No, here. He hands you, basically, just... A little E thing slips out, and you all have his contact information on whatever devices you carry. It's like, of course, the shop's not there anymore. It's just a vacant lot right now, but it'll be back. It'll be back. Gives you a thumbs up. Shows you a bunch of what were probably once very nice, clean, detailed, straight, even teeth. They're a little on the dingy side, and looks once again like he hasn't been taking a lot of care of himself lately.
Yeah, well.
Well, I got to beat feet for now, so I'll see you guys in a few hours. 3 o'clock sharp. Meet you outside.
What time is it now?
You got like a good, you got like a good 6-7 hours.
Once he leaves, I let out a deep breath I've been holding. Whew. God. Wave my hand away. Ugh. Smell.
I can't notice. I didn't burn them. My senses out from drugs or anything. Just a lot of spicy food.
Sometimes it's worth considering getting a cyber nose just so I can turn it off in those situations.
At times like this, I wish I had war stories where I had my nose shut off. Unfortunately, as you can see from my perfect complexion, such was not the case.
Nothing I don't even believe he was in a war, but I hired him anyway.
Don't make me get out my curb stomping boots.
Wait, this is the only pair of boots you own.
It is. Curb stopping is when I shine them up nice first.
Well, you guys have several hours before your job, which he assures you will take more than 3 hours.
Excellent. Who wants to go there right now and scout it out ahead of time?
No, you don't know where you're going.
Oh, right. He said he wanted to
meet in here. So, yeah. Well, I don't want to sit here for the next 6 hours. That's...
He handed us a contact card, right?
Yep. He blipped you his info. So, you know, you pull it up on whatever devices you have. Everybody's got some kind of device because you really can't transact currency in this day and age without something. So even if it's just a little handheld, if you don't have the cyber gear in your head.
Awesome. So while we're all sitting here, and now I'm really drunk on good gin, it's time to surf the web. I plug a giant jack into my head and pull out my deck.
All right.
You what you do, boss.
You going to track down information on the guy?
Yep.
That sounds like an intelligence hacking roll, and add whatever other dice you think are pertinent into it.
Sure. And actually, quickly pop open Catch a Hair.
Yep. Use the SSM password.
For those listening, you too can troll our commonly used password sim. SSM.
Give us exciting messages for... I don't know, us to go, oh god, who's done this? Probably.
Alright, well, I'll set the stakes. Wow, I've got a 2 and a 1. You can take that one right off the bat if you want.
Absolutely not. Okay. So it would be intelligence, and then I have a hacking deck, so I'd add that in?
Yeah. Well, you add the die, your intelligence die and your hacker die. And then if you want to put your decking die in, you can. The stakes are low. Stakes are only 2. So if you don't want to roll any more dice, you don't have to.
Nah, I got to overkill this first one. I'll probably just do those 3. Okay. D8. And 1d10. Spread go. Wow. One off the bat.
All right. Well, okay, you got a 10, which blew it out the water, and I'll take that 1. You take a plot point, and I'm going to add that add a D6 into my pool over here.
Yay!
Okay. Well, the man's got no criminal record. The only thing that pops up on the police file is his place of business was burned down about a month ago. He ran basically a small-time magic shop, a fetish store. Let's see. Yeah, give me just a second here.
Not that kind of fetish store.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Yes. This is one of the first edition modules I'm running out of, which I won't get the name just yet. his real name is Peter Fegton. Fiegeton. Goes by the handle of Topol. He ran the Guiding Hand, a small talismonger lore shop in the Redmond district. Fairly popular amongst the locals. Occasionally he had some good deals in there. You know, actual talisman, not just the junk that the hipsters take out. No police record, as I said, other than the one filing for his place burning down roughly a month ago. Nothing else. The guy is clean as a whistle otherwise.
This will be a great way to get more information about him.
Well, he was going to sit there decking or whatever, I was going to go and ask on the street because he seemed to be kind of a homeless person, or at least he smelled like it. So I figure
soup kitchen, right? People
around. I can go and call on my friend James, who was Chris's character, who ran a soup kitchen.
Right. All right, that sounds good. We'll call that, since he was a player character, we'll call it a D8 contact. You can give him a call.
See if he knows anything.
Yep. And probably,
alertness, maybe, to...
Sure. Yeah, alertness or intelligence, either one is fine.
Same either way. And
Mastermind. Mastermind. You're not trying to lie to him or anything, so you're just trying to get information. That's mostly Mastermind.
Hey, do you know a guy?
Yeah.
Do you know a guy?
All right, let's see if he knows him. Stakes are kind of high. The guy is, the description's pretty good, and you got a street name. You got a 10, and so you got it. You got an 11, so.
Yeah.
Actually, Pearl Topol, right? He started coming in here a couple weeks ago. Your normal hard luck story. Says he was some kind of businessman before. He comes in for food now and then. Guy eats like a hog. And seems to only have this one suit, but, he's apparently got a place to stay. He comes out to the shelter, gets some food here and there. He's had a real glutton. The guy just eats constantly. But he's a good sort. You could ask for any particulars. You go right ahead.
No, I just wanted to get a general idea of what he's doing. I don't think really be anything.
Yeah, he keeps to himself pretty much, He's got that whole salesman kind of vibe going around. So, he'll talk to anybody that gives him time of day. Not, he doesn't keep to himself like a lot of the customers around here do. He's pretty affable. Nice guy. He's got some really interesting stories. Seems to know a lot about all that mystical mumbo-jumbo thing. He says that's what he used to deal in.
Huh. All right.
Stone Dog will call up one of his old buddies from the army. He's going to need some hardware for this job, he figures.
You're going to try and track down some gear? What are you looking for?
A gun.
Okay. Does your character not have one to start with?
He doesn't carry one since he's an unarmed specialist.
All right, fine. Okay, what do you have a contact at?
I have a... Both my contacts are D6.
All right, so...
Figure with the Lone Star one.
Sure. So you'll roll, throw in that D6. Throw in probably intelligence just to know how to get through the bureaucracy. This guy is still in the military?
No, this guy is an old army buddy that went into Lone Star.
Lone Star. Okay. Make that an intelligence roll and throw in, once again, Mastermind. So whatever. Excuse me, whatever your dice are in intelligence, mastermind, and you can have that D6 for your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking to get a weapon.
Yep. 15.
And that's a little dicey. You're asking an officer of the law to basically get you a weapon. So, it's apparently this guy is is all for it. Okay, I rolled a 1, which means if you wish, you can buy that with one of your plot points, and you can turn it into a resource that you could tap later on. Something from this conversation is something you can bring into the story if you wish. Now, plot points are a resource. You may not want to spend it yet. But when I roll a 1, you get that choice. The other thing you can do is you can step down a die in my what I like to call the trouble or danger pool here at the bottom. Currently, it only has a D6 in it. If you want to step it down, you can. It just basically it makes it go away. So I don't have anything down here.
How would I buy it to make it?
You
something?
Spend a plot point. You just spend one of your 2 that you start with.
I'll spend the plot point and make it a big deal.
Okay. I'm going to put it off to the side here. That's an extra D6 you'll be able to grab later. Something you can bring in from this conversation. This guy's apparently a shady Lone Star officer. It's like, my man, what's it been? It's been, what, 4 or 5 months?
Well, you know.
Yeah, I hear you finally got out too.
Had to do a bit of recuperating, but that's
I heard. You know, I'd offer you a job here. This is a great job working for Lone Star, but with your jacket and what you did over there, I don't think they'd hire you, man. You wouldn't you just wouldn't pass the psych profile.
I'm a hard man, what can I say? But I'm a hard man in need of hard gear. What, you got any leads? I feel like taking out some garbage.
I tell you what, you got me in a great time and a good mood. I just happen to be transporting right now. We just made this small gang raid, right? And we just threw all their crap in the back of the wagon here. I tell you what, where are you?
Give him the name of the place, Yoshihara.
Hey, a couple blocks away. I'll be there in a little bit.
I go outside to meet him.
Yeah, yeah. This this Lone Star wagon comes screeching down. It's got the sirens are going, and the sirens are going, the horns are going. And he comes to a screeching stop in front of the restaurant, and your pal steps out. You can smell the alcohol on his breath. He walks over to the back of the car. And he slots his chip in. It pops open. And says, "All right, grab what you want, man."
Well, I look it over with professional eyes.
All right, so there's guns, there's knives, it's all just thrown back here. A lot of it still has blood on it. As a matter of fact, that one still has someone's trigger finger attached to it.
That one. Pick that one.
Yeah, that one hasn't been fired, obviously.
All right, now, so this guy's a D6 contact, so he's only going to be able to give you a D6. So you're going to be able to pick out a nice handgun, you know. It's only going to give you an actual D6 rating, but, you know, hey, it's a gun, and yeah, it won't be traced to you.
I pick up a fairly nice gun that looks to be in... He's going for new condition because he can't really actually check the condition at the moment.
Yeah, this one looks like it's only been dropped once!
Exactly. He checks the action, pops out the magazine,
Look at this amateur. He still had the trigger safety on. This guy didn't even turn the safety off.
Full clip. Talking to you. Oh, nice. Yes. Nods. Got a holster for this by any chance?
He digs around. He actually, you notice there are body bags in the back as well. He unzips one and he starts going through a couple of the bags and he pulls out one for you. Yeah, this one doesn't got any bullet holes in it. Hands it over.
Good, good.
If there's one thing that I like more than gangers, it's dumb gangers.
Well, you gotta take out the garbage sometimes.
Yeah, he kicks the body in the bag.
Remember, keep up the good work. Pat him on the back. I'll call you for beers maybe next week.
Right, you're buying.
Absolutely. Sequester the firearm under my... discharged old army jacket and all that.
The gun looks like off the shelf new. The guy never fired it. Didn't take the safety off.
We'll have to do a little oiling. Yeah. But got me a gun now. That's how Stone Rock, Stone Dog rolls.
And so the guy never turned off the lights or the sirens. He climbs back in, slams the door, and he's off.
I glare at any onlookers. What you looking at?
Nobody's looking. That's Lone Star, man. That's a Lone Star van. Ain't no one looking in your direction.
That's why I didn't turn off the lights then.
All right.
Walk back in. Pat my side. I'm ready to roll, boys. Back over to Wildstar.
Until someone who is talking to his soup kitchen contact returns, he will be playing the latest and greatest space simulator.
Okay.
So he'll be doing a full dive in the booth.
Right. So basically, you're just laying there, probably, you know, back of your neck on the cushion, arm stretched out, and just drooling on yourself while you're.
But I am the best space captain in my own little universe.
All right. And okay, Richard, yeah, you're done there as well.
Yeah, I just gone back to where the others are. Well, I'll ping him and say, "Hey, where are you?" And you're still at the place? God, the food wasn't that good. Now, people haven't kicked you out yet? All right.
Not while Stone Dog's around, no.
Yep. And you got a bottle of good gin put in front of Wildstar, although he's out, so he doesn't notice when the waitress comes by. Apparently, the guy left a fair amount of cred on what he gave and left the waitress a pretty good tip, too, so... There's still space on it, people. So she just brought out the bottle to make up the difference.
Well, he's not going to miss this. Stone Dog takes the bottle, pours himself a drink.
It's good stuff.
Then I elbow him to get his attention.
he's out. Yeah, when he's decking, he's not there.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, probably Wildstar, you've got one of the... picture-in-picture things going on, so you can see what's going on in the real world through like a little camera lens. And so, like, yeah, you notice your friends are back.
Awesome. To freak them out, I would like to disconnect. Wait a moment. Don't change my movement at all. And then just kind of jump up and go, yeah! Zoltar conquered. Oh, hey, guys.
You playing Kerbal Space Program again?
No. That ancient and so vilified game of EVE Online.
What kind of a rocker are you? Gee.
The kind who likes epic space battles.
Yes, EVE Online has progressed in this time, so their online economy is real money now.
It was before, but
it's even more real. All right, so.
Oh, good fortune, Polar.
We want to ask about any rumors on this guy, or we go out, take a nap, rest ourselves up, prepare for battle.
Really squeaky clean on my end. You guys find anything?
You know, this. Blah.
Stone Dog shrugs and is like, eh. Got me a piece that I'm seeking up to my smart goggles.
Do we have anybody we know who might know about this homeless guy interested in the magical arts?
Why don't we ask other homeless guys interested in the magical arts?
Okay, that cannot be a thing. I refuse to believe there's a league of homeless mages.
Hobomancers.
Street shamans. Street shamans are just... words. I've had too much to drink. All right, where was I? Street shamans. I mean, they... Some of them are mistaken for homeless people because they smell bad or worship the rat or whatever. Oh, I think somebody just rang the bell for last orders.
That's a commercial that just came on one of the big screens over the bar there. It's they're introducing the newest sport that's sweeping the nation. It's the X-Crawl.
Okay, well...
is where people sign up into teams and they go into these prefabricated dungeons trying to find loot and fame.
Huh. I've heard about those. In fact, I have to go start one right now, gang. I'll be back before the mission starts. See you later. I actually have to walk away for a moment, so proceed without me.
All right. Wildstar goes and watches the commercial.
We put his hand in water or something else hilarious, because, yes, why not?
We need to buy something on his tab.
I need a new car.
right, we got to go procure some wheels. We should all do right, something.
Well, no, that. I mean, I got a crash cart. We can use that. I still got his tour bus hanging around or not.
Yeah, you do, actually.
So, yeah, I mean, we could take multiple vehicles so they don't know which one to follow if we have to run.
Did you guys ever return that food van?
Oh, is that still have the apple van. Cart. Yeah. Don't upset the apple cart, man. I don't think we've returned that in, but I think that was James.
James's.
I think that's his role. Right? Man.
You got wheels then, man?
I got something. As I said, I got a crash cart, so keep us. That's got all the medical stuff in it as well, so if somebody gets hit, then you patch them up on the way.
Hopefully it's not you.
If it's me, then we've crashed, because I'm driving. It's my ride. I'm driving.
You're driving. Who's patching up the guy in the back? Me? I could do it.
I could get us in somewhere, so... Yeah, if somebody gets hit, then we'll work it out. I don't know.
Your medical training's more advanced than mine. I only got lifesaver training in the military. I don't know why they want me to save lives when I shoot them. That's why I always shot to kill.
Saves the work afterwards, right?
Absolutely. Very, very ass backwards, that. Shoot a guy. If you did not kill him, I must save his life. Hence the lifesaver program.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't ever in the top teams, but sometimes you save the people who you've just shot because they're another member of your... They've got a contract with your team. That's a mess sometimes.
Well, you guys have several hours until 3 a.m. Is there anything else you want to do?
What are we going to do?
I say we go ask out on the street.
Well, what was he selling? He was selling talismans, etc., wasn't he?
He was a talisman and magical supplies. So.
Yeah, so presumably he's selling magic or something that his previous tenants had. I'm not up on that. I mean,
well,
you know anybody?
I'm just thinking maybe we should go from the other way around. Find out who's looking to buy such objects.
Oh. God, if this guy's had feelers out trying to sell the thing, let's look to see what he's put up ads for.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
And see who's biting.
And see who's tagged onto it. Yeah.
All right. Since none of you belong to
And then we
to
look
any...
back to Wildstar to...
Actually, I am back, but I'm totally thinking while you guys are having this conversation about trying to track down who knows stuff about the talisman business, I think Mr. Patterson should emerge from a dark and very quiet alleyway.
All right.
Who is this guy?
Oh, God. You don't run away. It was a car backfiring. Yeah. Oh, run.
What's this disguise at? I'm going to roll to see if I can see through it.
No, of course you know who it is. This is one of his affectations he's had since he was a kid.
Oh, right, right. Oh, Mr. Patterson. Good to see you again.
Yeah, of course. Wildstar said you guys had a mission.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he's filled you in on all the pertinent details so far.
Yeah.
Nods along. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, as his manager, I can't let him be known for organized crime, so I'm here to help you boys.
Back when you were kids, you remember that month that he spent in the psychiatric ward?
It was the best month of his life.
He got a lot better at Wildstar, what can I say?
Wildstar was born out of madness. Most hardcore rocker intro ever. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of a new poster idea. So, we're doing feelers for talismans? Is that what I heard?
That's right. Can you help us with this, Mr. Patterson?
I really don't even know where to start on that. Most of my contacts are entertainment or tech.
Well,
you have the basics. I mean, you can go to basically the Craigslist of the universe and look under, you know, magical, you know, talismongers and stuff like that. But the really hardcore places, the places like the real practitioners would use, unless you've got some kind of specialty skill, you really wouldn't know the first thing as to where to look. But you can check all the basic stuff, like, you know, the eBay and the Craigslist variants.
We do that then. Starting at eBay.
We could always try and hire someone.
Yeah, that's true. That's easy enough.
I mean, we just need the information for a while. I mean, we'll hire them for half an hour or whatever. Just tell us, hey, we want to see what's going on.
Yeah, Mr. Patterson, you would certainly... Do you have any kind of contact? What kind of contacts do you have?
I have Roxanne, a former Shadowrunner, and a mechanic.
Well, Roxanne may be able to put you in touch with somebody.
Sure, let's call Roxanne.
Oh, God. Right.
Definitely throw in the dice for your contact, whatever she is, mastermind, and probably intelligence. This isn't a very difficult thing. You're just trying to track down a name of someone that's into the talismongering, into that lifestyle. Apparently it's a little rough. Stakes are set at 11. So you decide your pool there.
All right. What did I have Roxanne at? Okay, a D6. I believe Roxanne. We had a tender moment as he murdered a dude. Yeah, Roxanne. 14, Roxanne. Sir.
That'll do it. Okay. Yeah, she knows. She knows someone. She gets you, and basically, she's going to be the middle person. You know, of course, this person's going to charge you a little bit, but I'll put you in with a friend. She'll give you the friend rate.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
So, yeah, you get a And you're pretty quickly afterwards, you get a flag on your comm units there, and Sprite shows up in your virtual. It's like a little pixie, like a Tinkerbell. We'll go with the Disney thing. So, yeah, Tinkerbell shows up waiting for you to enter virtual.
All right. I will enter. I'm assuming this is not a full dive, so augmented reality.
No, yeah, exactly.
Okay. I will enter virtual. Oh, God, I didn't even think what Patterson's virtual identity would be. It's an
cubicles.
Office
it's all cubicles.
Yes, cubicles. That's what he literally is, just a floating cubicle.
Yes. The little fairy alights onto a telephone, kind of harumps at the scenery. It says, in a very high, squeaky voice,
I hear you got some need of information. Talismongering?
Exactly. If the fairy looks, the office cubicle is now shuddering after hearing such a high-pitched voice. For no reason in particular.
Damn it!
She fiddles around a bit, and then a more masculine voice comes across from the still little creature. All right, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, it costs you a little bit. Who do you want me to track down, and what item are we looking for?
Whatever that guy's name is, so blah, blah, yep. And really just talismans.
Got his name, he got his handle.
Yeah.
So you want to know what he's been selling?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, call it 100 new yen, and I'll get it to you in the next 5 minutes.
Sounds good to me.
All right. All right, so you slot the person new yen, and let's see what we got here. What was your contact at?
With Roxanne?
Yep.
1d6.
All right.
By the way, because I don't even want to bother trying to RP put you in that awkward situation, while we were contacting about all this, Patterson's going to ask Roxanne out for Chinese next week.
Okay. Put in the comm call. Sure. She seems to like Patterson over Wildstar. It causes some conflicts because you've both been out with her.
Hey, professionally as Wildstar.
All right. 5 minutes, yeah, you get a ding in your mailbox, and you've got a data upload. Looks like over the course of the last month, he's been uploading quite a bit of sales, basically stock that survived the fire. But a lot of the information says slightly smoky, things like that. Smells of smoke, still 100% working, guaranteed. That sort of thing. Thing of interest that does come up, though, is that there's some video footage from his security cam that this hacker you just hired here was able to scam off of his fire report. Shows a man coming in. This was probably 3 or 4 days before the fire, holding a suitcase that looks exactly like what he was carrying. He's also got it cuffed to his right hand. The guy also looks like your friend does. He looks kind of like a bum, but he's wearing really good clothes. He looks like he hasn't slept in days. He seems to be negotiating with your new employer over the desk. And then suddenly he clutches his chest and he falls over. It shows the shop owner jumping over, trying to resuscitate him, calls 911. Video goes on a little bit longer. You know, they do get a trauma team in there, response team in there. The guy is taken off. There's no evidence of foul play or anything, but that suitcase has come up on the video cams. This was like 3 days before the fire happened.
And the suitcase belonging to the person
was left on his desk, okay. On the counter, so the police didn't take it or confiscate it.
I report this to the others.
Yeah, you can show it to them if you want. Just, actually, you don't have any display screen, do you?
Well, so he's selling dead man's goods. All right. As long as somebody's buying it and he's paying us for it.
Yeah.
It was particularly odd that he shoved all his food into the case.
Well, maybe he's cleared out the case. I don't know. Maybe he can't take it off his wrist.
the financials show that, you know, he's made a decent amount of money off of the talismans that he has offloaded since the fire. So, you know, he's definitely good for the money. You know, just what he sold here alone would pay your fee.
It sounds like he got some goods that didn't belong to him, and then he tried selling them. I'm betting gangs. Some sort of magical gang. What do you guys think?
Now, in the video, the guy was trying. It looks like the guy was trying to sell it to your contact here. Like they were in the middle of negotiations when he clutched his chest and fell over.
Yeah. Well, we're kindly go for what you've told us.
I think it's the case.
Hmm. Sounds like if we're going to do this tonight, well, you guys, mostly, that we're going to be attacked by mages. Or a gang. One of the two.
What? Well, if it's selling it, I don't know. If the other guy was selling it.
I think he doesn't want it.
What?
Who? Topol.
You think Topol's selling it off because it's hot and not because of the fire?
I think it's cursed.
Really? Oh, you think it's cursed? And that's why his place burned down.
He hits it, it burns down. Guy tries to sell it, he dies.
Oh, I was just thinking it was an insurance thing.
Why bother getting physical protection then? If it's a curse, he can handle it himself.
I kind of get the idea that Stonegog's just spent some time up in the Caribbean zone, and so he's been dealing with a lot of voodons and... and a little suspicious of things like that.
Dealing with in a terminal capacity.
Yes. That's an interesting idea. Yes, you.
If he wants to foist it off on someone else, that's fine. Just so long as we're not the seps.
Well, it sounds like we got everything we need. Let's just go back to the bar then.
I don't want to be...
Unless you guys want to get a good night's sleep, but
I don't really want to start drinking before we go on his run. And it would have to be you suggesting it, wouldn't it, Mr. Patterson?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's just Dutch courage, is it?
Maxim of the foot soldier. Sleep when you can, so you can fight when you can. We need a nap.
Power nap. Well, the pods I use are not too far away. Sure, we can get you a temporary unit.
And Stone Dog's okay with this.
Alright, so you guys are going to catch a few winks before the meet?
Yep.
So, yeah, game question for you, Eldon. Does Mr. Patterson and Wildstar buy a double every time?
Do we do a double overtime?
No, do you buy a double pod every time you check in, or do you buy a single?
We have single pods.
All right.
Okay. Unmarked locations.
I just wondered if he bought one for him and one for his other.
No, they don't stay in the same places. Come on.
Wildstar has a much better lifestyle than I do. He gets real hotel rooms.
All right, so you guys catch a few winks. You meet back a little bit before 3 a.m.?
Sure.
Catch a chemical shower, too.
Mm. Yeah, most bars are 24 hours these days. There's no last call. So, of course, the clientele is a little bit less at this time of night. So, yeah, you clean up. What are you bringing with you?
I got all my gear, pretty much. Not that I had much. Got all my smart goggles. Guns hidden way under my jacket.
Now, he told you guys to bring a vehicle. Who's covering the vehicle?
That was a thing. Mr. Patterson, Wildstar, have you got a tour bus or not?
Absolutely not. But we do have... But we do have that, if we haven't decayed yet, that fruit bus.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. I think you guys probably do have it garaged somewhere.
I mean, yeah, I've got my crash cart, so that's... ambulance style thing, so we take that. It was just thinking about taking two so that they didn't know who to follow if they were chasing us.
We'll see that you guys still have that van. You've had it cleaned because it was reported as stolen. So you've since had you've had it cleaned. you have removed the establishment's logo on the outside. Maybe stashed it somewhere in case you need to use it again.
Change the tags.
Exactly. Well, in this case, it's all GPS chips, so you had somebody do the cleaning on that.
I see. Well, clearly Mr. Patterson has to arrive then and that.
All right. So you're going to arrive in two vehicles then?
Are we? Are we going to take my one as well?
Are you? Question is, are you?
You could always bring them both and just park one if you decide not to when he shows up.
Yeah, but my one's still tagged to me.
Yep.
So they
never mind. Everyone in the nameless fruit van.
You've got a white nondescript van.
It's just like the majority of my high school years all over again.
Exactly. So in the parking lot, you see there's a Mitsubishi roundabout that comes around the corner. It sounds badly out of tune. You hear it popping and gasping as if it's doing its best to continue to drive. And he bathes you guys in the halogen lights of the front end, and he steps out of the car and says, "Good, good! You brought plenty of weight, I see. Shouldn't need it, but who knows? Elves can be tricky. Well, if you're ready, let's go."
I was going to say, I look at Wildstar, who's an elf.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Oh, it's Mr. Patterson, isn't it? Not Wildstar.
Still an elf.
Yeah, I know. So I just wondered if he's...
All right, guys, we'll just follow behind me. I'll try not to lose you. And he gets back into his car, and it starts puttering off.
Follow that cloud of smoke.
Yep, pretty much.
I could do this on foot.
No, it's actually, it sounds horrible. It sounds like it's about ready to blow a rod at any point, but it's going around pretty well. Uh-huh. It starts to gain speed as it's going. And his path is, snakes in and out between different neighborhoods. He's definitely en route to the Pulyup Barrens, though.
I can't remember how magic affects car, like, tech. Mm-hmm. When a mage uses it, do they?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
That, it doesn't. It's just personal stuff.
Yeah. It's having tech integrate into the biological causes dead zones.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was just that. I couldn't remember.
Yep. So, yeah, too he's headed drugs. Into the Barrens, which is kind of a rough neighborhood, probably why I wanted muscle.
I see.
Yes, he wants us to follow him, so he already looks like somebody is following him to steal his stuff.
The white unmarked van, yes. All right, so yeah, he heads off. Anybody live in this area? Anybody got a low lifestyle that might live in this area?
All of us, I think.
Well, D6.
D6 is not
a
rough, yeah, no.
Okay.
D4 lifestyle. No one? Okay.
By the way, while we're driving out here, can Wildstar, through an augmented reality screen, be looking at Craigslist to see if suddenly things come up like, "Kit destroy white van moving down I-17.
Are you driving?
Nope.
Who's driving?
Stone Dog.
Okay, Stone Dog's driving.
Sure.
All right. I assume the two of you have a better drive skill than me in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but it's your van. Well, I guess it's
our van, gang. It's the public on nondescript white van.
Right. Okay, so then sure. Yeah, you can flip over virtual and take a look around. Yeah, nothing that you're seeing. I mean, yeah, you know the list to look for that sort of thing. take a look at the shadow boards. No, not a thing. Does anybody have a specialty in gangs?
No.
I don't think so. I think mine are just the entertainment industry.
All right, good enough. So as you're going along through the Barrens, the guy's taking a pretty weavy route. Not like he's trying to lose you or anything. He's just, for what it looks like, he's following directions that are not the easiest way to get to a location. Okay, he'll stop and start at certain intersections. He'll pause for a second or two before he chooses which direction to go. You guys are able to follow him just fine. But you notice after a bit that you've picked up a tail. There's six guys on motorcycles that are rapidly approaching behind your van.
So it's guys on motorcycles.
Do they look friendly?
They do not. Yeah, you look through your rearview mirrors. No, they definitely look like go-gangers. They're flying some colors. If anybody had a specialty in gang identification, you might know. Otherwise, likely not. But definitely they look like a gang. They're flying colors. They're riding a mix of Rapier and Scorpion bikes. Fast street bikes.
Frost Lane.
Huh. Question.
How pristine do you want this van kept?
Pristine. So, quick Damn question. It. I know guns in this universe, you can hack those to just get them to jam or
not
something
in
like
the
that.
Not in the 2050s. There is not wireless yet.
Ah.
Yep.
Damn it,
that,
so I can
that
do
didn't
nothing
happen
until
Shadowrun 4. Yeah. That's why you actually have a deck. This is why you are slinging a keyboard around. This is the 2050s. It's, yeah, before wireless.
Well then. Gain, I don't know what we're going to do then.
Stone Dog knows what he's going to do as the driver.
Well, I mean, so, they're not doing anything right now.
Oh, no, they're gaining on you quickly. I mean, it's obviously right. They're trying to run you down. They do have guns. No one's waving them around yet, but it's, you know, clearly see they've got like shotgun holsters on their bikes. They're strapped.
Do they look like they're all going to surround the van?
Can't quite tell yet, but they're definitely speeding up to catch you, much faster than your van is going.
If you got a gun, shoot out the back, says the guy with the gun driving.
Okay. So I was imagining this was a side-opening van or something.
No, it's a back-opening. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, they have both.
Patterson takes cover since he can't run away.
This is like a delivery van, so yeah.
Oh, no, Patterson took a bullet. I say, shooting him with
the No, Wildstar must live on. Oh,
so we're just going to start shooting?
Up to you. So they're catching up, but they haven't caught up yet. No bullets have started flying from them.
Well, if it was just us, we could. As Stone Dog patiently explains, if it was just us, we could try to outrun them. But we're trying to find somebody and protect them. I mean,
sure,
we're following somebody and trying to protect them at
sure
the same time.
Sure, this isn't a bias?
Good. Yes, I'm sure.
They're not elves. Looks like a mix of human and orc.
All right. Fine.
Oh, if they're humans and orc, shoot up the tires.
Our own tires?
No, their tires.
Right, okay. Just, yeah. All right, then, yeah. Bring out a gun and go shoot them down, then, I guess. Hey!
All right, so you're going to pop open the back and start shooting?
No.
No?
I'm just going to shoot through the window, get the first shot off so they don't know what's going on. You open the back door, then they know what's coming.
Actually, yeah, if there's only three of us in this car, right, Wildstar probably has to take over driving while you guys shoot. So that's what he'll be doing. I mean, Patterson.
Can you jack into the car to take over? Because otherwise, switching drivers mid-pursuit is a little... hectic.
Yeah, this car does not have a dog brain in it. There's no rigging control in this one.
It's just a simple fruit van.
Yep. An unremarkable plain white van.
Stone Dog does not relieve the driving responsibilities because that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Instead, he maneuvers the van to sideswipe them into other cars.
Sure. So you set the stakes. So you give me your roll for driving, which is going to be, I would think, alertness to keep track of where they are. And that's definitely a hitter roll. So alertness, hitter. If you've got any other talents or specialties that might add in, you can throw it in. Unfortunately, the van is a mere... it's average, so D6. It's a D6 acceleration, et cetera, so if you want to throw in the die for the van, you can. Are you shooting out the back?
Yep. Tie them down as we go.
Right. You go ahead and assemble your pool, too.
Okay, I'll throw
you
down my roll.
The stakes, so...
Ooh! He rolled a one.
I'm not seeing it just yet. Oh, there it goes. 5, 1, and 7. Okay, so... take a plot point, and I'll take that one. Actually, I should have another 6 at the bottom.
But
here.
That was a...
I guess...
Yeah, that's pretty good. You need to roll... You rolled 3 dice, so... Okay, so here's what's going to happen. 5. So you rolled a 12. They only rolled an 8 to get out of your way. So you're going to brush into one of their bikes, but since you only had 2 dice you can use, it's only going to do a D4. So just minor. You scrape against one of the bikes. It's actually not enough to flip it, but it does, get them a little concerned.
Aggressive driving.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrible.
Go ahead and make your shot there.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, I don't see it yet. What did you get?
8. Okay. The highest was on the D6, not on the D8. Right.
So you're gonna take the high roll and then use a D8 as your effect dice?
D10 is my effect dice.
D10, okay. So an 8 with a D10 effect, okay. They are going to get a 10, so unfortunately, no. Your shots just kind of just go off wild.
Stop grabbing my leg, Mr. Patterson.
I'm nowhere near you. I'm cowering in this corner.
All right. As shots go out and you try to sideswipe one of the bikes as it tries to get past you. Oh, yeah, the bike that you tried to sideswipe. You catch the back of its tire a little bit. It makes it lurch, but it speeds up. It straightens out, and it's going after your client. Another bike zooms by on the other side going after your client, leaving the other 4 that are going to open up fire on you guys. You just shot out through the window instead of opening the back, right?
Yeah, I literally shot through the window in the back.
Through the window. Okay, yeah. Good enough. All right, so here they come. They got Ares Predators are shooting at you. Well, shooting at the van in general. They're going to try and stop the van. So, stakes. Keep the D8 for result. So, stakes are a 10. The driver... if you want to try and do some evasions with the van, you can. If not, just roll 2d6 for the van just to see what it can take.
I'll do some evasions. What would you like to roll for that?
Well, basically, you're doing a driving roll type of thing again. So give me an agility roll this time as you're trying to keep control of the van and probably hit her once again. You know, trying to use your knowledge of tactics to help you out. And if you've got any kind of trait or skill that would help out with the driving role, you can add that. The van is once again a D6, so you can throw that in.
That D6 is killing me.
Yeah, sure is. I'm going to take that from you as well. Take another plot point. But you did beat their target number. So, the panels take a few bullet shots to them, but nothing important in the van got hit.
Yeah.
Oh, my van.
Yep. And like I said, you do see 2 of the bikes zoom out ahead of you going after Topol.
I'm going to have to run them down.
All right. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm going to try to run them down. I don't know what the other guys are doing.
You're going to try to speed up and just run over the 2 motorcycles?
I just have to bump them from the back end. Yeah. You know, they're not a 4-wheeled vehicle.
I got you. Okay. What are the rest of you guys doing?
I ain't got nothing better to do right now than just blaze wildly away at them, I guess.
Okay, we'll continue to shoot. All right.
Yep.
Addison will hide in a corner like he has been doing.
A well-secured corner.
Don't you have a gun?
Nope.
All right, you're trying to run them down, so you set the stakes on this. Go ahead and give me a driving roll. Again, this is going to be more of an agility, trying to... You know, keep your car on target, another hitter roll, and the D6 for the van if you've got nothing else to add.
Unfortunately, a van counts as an armed weapon. My unarmed weapon rolls do not help. Yeah! 15.
15, okay. I'm going to use one of my dice down there to augment the drivers ahead of you. And now your roll's coming through. So you're going to take the 7 and a 5, and you can use a D8 as your effect.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to roll that? Or?
Nope.
No, that was a question for you. You've got the 7 and the 5.
Yes.
You can make 12. Or you could put the 7 and the 3, the 5 and the 3, and use the D10.
Yep.
It's the type of die that does the damage.
Just to go over
this
real
quick. Not the number on it.
The total has to be better than their total, okay? But what effect you cause will depend on which die you choose to be the effect die. And that has nothing to do with the number that's on the die. It's just the size of the die.
Okay, I use my hitter D10 then.
You have to pick
No, that's fine. That means he's going to take the 5 and the 3. No. From what you rolled, you have to pick. So you're choosing that 7 that's a D10?
Yes.
Okay. You rolled an 8, which is still better than the possible thing they can do. And a D10 is enough to take out one of the two motorcycles. So one of them goes flying as you as your front bumper rubs a tire on it.
I give him a look. If the other guy looks behind, he's next.
All right. Guy shooting. Go ahead and shoot some more.
I'm going to take him out this time. Hopefully we get a better shot off. Keep it steady.
Aye, aye.
That's better. We'll take, the D10 is the effect, so we've got 14.
All right, so you're going to take a, so you got a 14, all right. There's a 1 there if you want to buy it from me. Otherwise, they're still too low. Your effect die was a D10?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's enough to take out one of the bikes. So there's 3 behind you now.
And I'll buy off one of the things for a plot point as well.
Okay. Here, I'll just put another die over here and put it on this side for it to be yours.
Why do you need to keep track of...
Because once you use them, they're gone. So it's...
I thought we bought off your dice.
Oh, you're buying off a dice, not buying a... Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep.
Yes.
That okay, is there one. You go. There
so you getting rid of one of your complications. Yep.
Okay, they're down significantly, but they're still... They're going to give it one more last effort to try and take out your van. So the remaining 3 behind you just start blasting.
I gotta protect Patterson.
All right, so the stakes we're gonna take. It will take 11 and have a D8. So your driving roll. You want to try and take evasive actions again. Another agility hitter and a D6 for the van.
11.
No, you used 2.
I don't see what you rolled yet.
There I have go. 3, 3, 7.
Right.
So the best you can get is 10. Which is not going to be enough.
Could I use one of my plot points to enhance my roll?
What you can do with a plot point is you can spend a plot point to include another die in your total. So that would get you to a 13 and would be enough to beat their roll.
What is their roll at the moment?
11.
11. I'll do it. What kind of die do I get? Just a D6?
No. You just include an extra die in your tally from what you've already rolled.
You only get to pick 2 of the 3 that you've rolled ordinarily. Spend a plot point, you get to include the 3rd one.
I see. I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just enough. Once more, your van is filled with a few more holes that don't hit anything important. All right. All right. Back to you guys. One vehicle is still going after your Johnson.
So I'm going to run him down.
You're going to run him down again. All right. Go ahead and roll.
Another
agility hitter and a D6.
Is there any way I can help?
What do you want to do to help?
Shoot up, I guess.
Yeah, I was just thinking about trying to shoot something down so that it fell in front of his way. If there were cables up.
Yeah, I'll say you can do that. So. From the pool that you would normally, I don't remember the exact rule for this. So I'm just going to do it this way right now. From the pool that you would assemble to shoot something.
Yep.
You can give him 1 die to his pool.
Would you like an extra D10?
Why, yes, I would.
Have my D10 hitter then.
You have a D10 and hitting too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I noticed the same thing you did when you created your character. Hey, they don't have anybody who can hit things.
All right, so I am now going to roll a D6, a D8, and 2 D10.
Yep, go for it.
Oh, no, why did you give me that extra D10?
Did you roll a 1 on it?
Yes, all I right. did.
So the total is 10. My total is above your stake, so he's going to get away. And I'm going to get, from your 1, I'm going to get a D6 into my pool down here. And there's really nothing else you can do with it. Plot points don't allow you to re-roll dice. Just add dice to your total. You can never add the one that rolls a 1. So. All right, so you're just going to miss as it accelerates. This turn, it's going to be able to pull alongside your Johnson. Okay, Eldon, are you going to continue to cower?
Cowering, because I have no idea what I would do in this fight.
All right.
Okay, well, hold on. And Richard, you can go ahead and continue an action. You're down the die that you gave to Eldon, but you can still act.
No point.
Nope. Not going to hang on to it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the guy that's going after your Johnson is going to try and basically shoot out his tires. Let's see. They're going to keep the D8, so 11 points. He's actually not a bad driver. But he doesn't make that. Okay, so yeah, they shoot out one of his tires, and his car goes into a spin. Luckily, he wasn't driving all that fast. Now, the guys behind you are going to continue their assault on the car. Okay, and they come up with... Oh, there's a one, if anybody wants to do anything with that.
What can we do with that? Remind us once again.
You can spend a plot point to buy it and remove one of the die from my complication pool, or you can spend a plot point and take it as a D6 that you can use later on as an advantage for you.
Take it as an advantage, I suppose.
You want to buy it? Okay.
Do I have to spend a plot point for that, or
yes,
do I
do.
Just get...
Yeah, you have right. to spend a plot point.
Actually, I have a terrible idea.
I'm sorry, hold on just a second. You rolled a 1 on your D10 last time, and I didn't tell you to take a plot point, so you were up one plot point from that. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Eldon.
How many are left at this point?
There's one in front that's just shot out the tire on your Johnson, and then there are three behind. You've taken out 2 so far.
Okay, I just realized something I could have been doing. So while this entire shooting has been going on, could Patterson have placed an ad on Craigslist for 500 yen to knock off the guys who are trying to knock us off?
Sweet. Okay, sure. Give me let's see. That sounds like a definitely a grifter kind of trait. And grifter intelligence. And if you got any contacts with that kind of people, you can use that. Otherwise, just straight up those two.
I think I'll use my former Shadowrun buddy. He deals way too much in games, from what we learned from the last session. All right. Okay, I will take that.
All right, I don't know what you rolled yet. Let me roll the stakes. This is just general. Wow, that's pretty good. Well, they got a 12, but you beat them. All right, so basically, your ad is answered pretty quick. Like, what the dreck? Because you put the address that this is happening. It's like, that's our turf! ! All right, so you make the credit transfer, and apparently there's a gang hot to take these guys out. Oh, very good, very good. I like that. All right. Meanwhile, behind you, basically they don't do enough. They succeeded, but they didn't do enough damage to actually do anything to your van, so more holes in the side of the van.
Pristine condition, yep. Guaranteed.
All right, so what happens next? We're just going to – this goes on for a bit. You know, the car has slid. The motorcycle guy is kind of following the car in the controlled slide and basically going – kind of going off the road a little bit. You're a little bit behind him, so you're catching up. In the distance, you guys hear the sound of, like, throaty, loud motorcycles coming from the opposite direction you're headed in.
So, my turn again?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Shoot out the side of the window and shoot the guy down.
The guy on the bike?
Yeah.
All right, you're driving?
Yes.
You're driving at the same time. Okay, so you're going to remove a die from your pool. So make your pool, and you can choose which die to remove, but you are going to be down a die.
Okay, so normally I would use, let's see, a D6 for a gun. Mm-hmm. This is obviously hitter, D10. And this would be, what would the appropriate
Probably agility, because you're trying to keep control of the car while shooting. Now, you just earned a die over there, a plot point die that you can bring in if you explain how that maneuver is helping you. So you gained it when the motorcycles were trying to shoot your van. So how can that situation help you? If you can give me a plausible reason how that helped, you can throw that into your pool.
Let's see. How would that help me? Well, it drives me to draw my gun and shoot down on them.
That's good enough. All right. So
tired of this nonsense.
I'm going to remove a D6 from your extra pool over there, add it to your pool that you're making, and then subtract out one die, whichever die you want, for trying to do two things at once.
That would be the D6 for the gun, I suppose.
Sure.
But I also have, let's see, what is it? A talent, ranged combat. Add 1d6 when using agility and hitter.
Sounds good. Add it in.
So I'm rolling 4 dice.
I believe.
Okay, so I rolled 4 dice. I rolled 3, 3, 8, and 8.
Wow. You rolled a lot, and I rolled 2 ones. So that's going to splatter the guy's head all over the place.
That's a lot of raises.
Yeah. Now, I've got 2 dice that you can buy away if you want, if you have the plot points to do so. If not, you just let them go.
I do, but would this benefit me beyond the scene, or?
Yeah, so like if you buy off some of my dice in the trouble pool at the bottom, that benefits everybody because it's less dice I have to throw against you later.
I'll spend my 2 plot points and buy off the trouble dice.
I'm going to buy them both off. Okay. Good move. So I got nothing extra to roll against you here. Okay. So that splatters those guys, or the one guy on the bike. Now, rolling through the alley in front of you is a rival gang in different colors. And they zoom past you on the bike. One of them throws you the thumbs up as you describe the van that was in trouble.
Of course.
So they basically, you know, they there's this little melee that erupts behind you as they charge into the 3 bikes behind you.
All right.
So what do you do?
I shout out to the gang, keep one alive.
That may be too late.
So, presumably, Mr. Batson told us what was going on, right? Open fire on all of them.
No, you get told. That Wildstar wouldn't tell you, but Mr. Patterson would.
So your Johnston is getting himself out of the car. He's pulled the briefcase out, and he's giving you the hitchhiking thumb.
We screech to a halt. Throw open the door.
Shoot us though.
All right, jump in. And he says, "Oh, all right. I'm trying to. There's a junkyard around here. I'm trying to reach. It's called Black's Junkyard. He gives you a soiled piece of paper that's got the directions on it.
Eddie, do me a favor. Spray him with Febreze.
While we are stopped, Patterson will walk out and pay the good men, for he does not want to.
Oh, no, you paid them. You paid them beforehand. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you get out of the van screws off, because we're not going to stick around in the area that they just attacked us in. Come on.
Well, then I wave at these wonderful gentlemen and we continue.
Give them a horn.
Yeah. As you drive off, they're already in. They're already trying to curb stomp a couple of the guys on the bikes. Yes.
So we're squealing off. All right, Patterson. Directions. Where to? He has the address, so you know. Pull up a GPS map.
All right. So you find a more direct route than what he's trying to throw. On this piece of paper. So, yeah, he's like, well, here, you know, we'll cut across these streets. So up ahead of you, after not much more driving, there's a large fence that runs across this massive junkyard. There's a couple of floodlights out. Looks like the front gates are locked. And he says, pull over here.
Perfect parallel parking job done by Stone Dog.
Topol hops out and starts looking around the fence until he's located fairly large rock, and he rolls it out of the way with a couple of grunts, and there's a hole beneath the fence, and he starts squirming his bulk through it, suitcase first.
I just grab part of the fence and try and lift it up as hard as possible with my cyber arm.
Okay. What's the rating of your cyber arm?
Just a D6.
D6? Okay. So your cyber arm informs you that you are being electrocuted.
Jeez.
Fence is electrified, but your arm has got dampening circuits, so you know you're informed that you are being electrocuted. You can still keep lifting if you want.
Just trying to separate the fence.
All right, it's easy enough to do. So you figure that you probably tripped some kind of alarm though when you done it.
I say the others don't pee on the fence.
I see.
Patterson I'll have to strike that roll. Off my to-do list.
Yep. Patterson will roll underneath the fence. I imagine you lifted it with his deck in hand.
Okay. So on the other side, Topol brushes himself off, the dirt off him, and he's kind of, he puts his finger up to his lips and the, shh, keep it down kind of voice, and he waves you guys forward. He's heading out to a clearing that's in the middle of a twisted maze of vehicle parts.
And he doesn't realize that we've just tripped, or I've just tripped the alarm. I was like, hey, I've probably just tripped the alarm. Where are we going into?
It's all right. We're good. We're good. We're here at last. We're all
right. Right.
I'd like to mention that my spider drone was probably the last thing to go in through the gate before he closed it after lifting it.
Sure. You want to bring your spider drone?
Yes.
All right. So Topol's looking around in the clearing. There's some lights around, just enough to give like just low visibility for anyone that doesn't have optics. He's breathing deeply, and he steps forward, and a figure appears across the clearing. He's showing both of his hands. In his right hand, he's carrying a slim leather briefcase. As he moves into what little light there is, you can see his elven features. He's got a cigarette between his lips that he spits out onto his ground. Are you ready, Raven Man? I'm here for the trade. All right. Topol steps back for just a moment. And let's see, since you're Richard, you've been the cool head of the group. He steps back to you and he says, I don't like this. This is wrong. This is wrong. Here. He unhooks the handcuff from his hand and he cuffs it onto yours. Here, hold on.
I am not taking a cuff onto my hands.
Yeah, well, he just pushes it into your hand then if you're resisting. That's fine. Here, take this. Yep. It'll be safe with you. Enter the circle when I tell you to, but not a movement sooner.
I want the rest of the cash now.
Throws you a cred chip.
I tell you. Like the others in a shrug.
Can Patterson get his spider droid up on a big pile of garbage or something and get it start scouting the area?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Sure.
Stone Dog crosses his arms, covertly gripping his gun and looking menacing.
All right. Topol enters the circle. After a few steps, he begins to wheeze and he clutches his chest. There's a few more steps and he slowly, slowly, barely is able to walk forward. He's struggling his way to the elf who stands before him. And you hear him pretty clearly. You're not that far away. You're not the one who I dealt with. Where's the other guy?
It's the same sort of thing that, we didn't see on the video, so, hey.
You deal with me, Raven Man. I've the oath price. Where's the part of your bargain? All right, now everybody, give me a perception test at this point, which is going to be your alertness, and it's usually...
Mastermind?
I think it's usually Mastermind.
All right. Not too bad.
I get any bonuses for the drone.
Oh, well done, mate. Well done.
Do you want to use the drone only? Or, I mean, you're using the drone senses instead of your senses. I'm asking. All right, so your role is going to be different then. Your role is going to be your intelligence, your hacking, and then throw in the dice for your drone.
Oh, this will be so much better than what I was doing.
You can have so many ones here, but, I mean, Steven's roll was excellent.
That was Steven's roll?
He got the double ones.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to bump up a D6 to a D8, so I'm going to take a D8 into my pool. Who's the purple dice?
That's me. All
right, and I'll take a D6 from you, but that leaves you with a 6 total for your roll, okay?
Yeah.
And we're waiting for Eldon's.
Probably 9 with a D10 hit.
That's okay, no problem. Right, D10 die. That's a D20, I think.
D12?
Oh, no, D12.
Never mind.
Yeah, D12.
Yeah.
Okay, so you actually pick up to it. Actually, your machine does. In the distance, you can hear the faint but distinctive rumble of an approaching vehicle. There's other sounds, too, among the cars and in the air. Your spectrum analyzer on your little spider is going off, and it tells you that is the distinctive sound of a Lone Star City Master, which is basically an armored vehicle that deploys Lone Star agents in hot situations. It's making its way in this direction. It sounds like they have air support as well.
I report all of this for our comlinks. Because goddamn it, Mage, you better have a comlink. This sound ain't your body. Oh, wait, never mind. Our mage isn't in the party. I'm forgetting last session.
You reported to Jameis's character.
He rolls over in bed.
Screw you.
All right, right, so probably Stone Dog is next to you. I think. What's your character's name again?
Drew.
Eddie. Eddie is closer to the center there, as you were just handed off the briefcase. So you're probably, unless he yells at you, you won't hear what he's saying.
He's got comlinks, is what he was saying.
You guys have comlinks? Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
I remember last time you guys picked up some.
I figured they were integral to my smart goggles.
Not unless you got them as an upgrade, no.
I have a D6. I guess that would be.
Yeah, you can use it as one of the slots.
How many slots does that give me?
However many dice you have. So D6, that's 2 bumps, so 2 slots.
Comlink and light amplification.
Okay.
Or optics, I should say.
Sure.
All right, well, I will show... Time then. Time to go. Somebody's coming in.
Yep. And as you're saying this, Topol falls down. It clutches his chest. The elf's backing off. He's got his hands like, whoa, what's going on here? So what are you guys doing?
Eddie ditched that right now and try to run.
I hate you, I say, at the dying body. And I do not try to ditch the thing which, when the two people have tried to ditch it, they have died. I keep hold of it like my life depends on it. Because they might very well depend on it.
Well, we fly. We're out of here. Goodbye, client. Good thing you gave us the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to buy it, try to find us.
The elf backs off into the shadows.
Contact Wildstar. To try to set this up again.
Okay.
And then bugger off as quickly as possible.
All right.
Wait,
guys...
is he actually dead? Or is he just in suffering and pain?
Who knows? He might be.
Yes, he's dead. He's dead.
Parasin will try to help him at least.
What? You're going into the circle.
All right, so Patterson, you're costing the team some precious seconds here, but you step in. Are the rest of you guys fleeing, or are you sticking around to see what happens?
I say, damn it, Patterson, and go after him.
Jesus, man, you're brave at the wrong time. God, what is up with your fight or flight response?
I don't have one.
So as you're bending down to check him, in the distance, all of you now hear the throaty rumble of a heavy vehicle. It seems to be moving very quickly in your direction. You can also hear rotors in the air.
Great. Does this guy look dead?
You got any kind of medical background? You can scan him. You can scan him. No big deal. Yeah, he's dead.
Okay, if he is dead, we're out. We're gone. I tried.
Medic comes now near the van, says, hey, I determined he's dead already. Come on, let's go.
I'm ushering Patterson along because, you know, old school time buddies, don't leave a man behind.
All right. The time cost you a little bit to check on him. As now, there's a wall of cars come crashing down as the Lone Star City Master pushes into the perimeter of the clearing. High intensity headlights scatter the shadows as the rear door drops to the ground with a thump. The turret on top of the vehicle begins to swivel in your direction. You turn as several heavily armed street cops come charging up the corridor towards you. Turn to ice, boys and girls! You're all under arrest! What are you guys doing? They're not on you yet.
But they're staring at us.
Drood is not there. He's over by... He's by the van already.
To the van. To the van. Shall right I... now.
I can take him.
Something witty grift response. You're an idiot. Get in the van.
So you're booking it then.
Oh, right. Yeah. I gotta take care of you first.
All right. Yeah. So you're gonna try it. Yeah. You're gonna try to outrun the guys. That sounds to me like
Serpentine oh. Pass.
Give me an agility and. Agility hitter roll. This is very physical. You're trying to weave in and out through the car so that you're not making a line of sight for the gunshots that are inevitably coming.
Question. If yes. My agility and hitter was absolute garbage, could the trained ex-military just pick me up like a small child and make the roll?
What's your strength?
My strength?
Yeah.
D8.
No.
It's not quite strong.
Well, actually, maybe. What is Wildstar's vitality?
A D8?
Nope. Too big.
My vitality make a difference?
No, it's your strength only.
I see. Well, I think Mr. Patterson is going to die now, guys. So it was a good run.
I put the remember, insurance you bullet can, in his head?
Remember, if you got plot points, you can choose to add more dice that you roll into your total. But you guys go ahead and make me those rolls. I'm going to make, I'll shut the stakes here. It's a D10 Lone Star Patrol. Okay. Right now, they're just telling you to freeze. They're not shooting. But they are coming medic, after you.
Medic who specifically has talents designed to take damage for other people, which by the van.
So the stakes are a 15. You're going to have to beat a 15 to be able to get out of the area before they come down on you.
I think I have to surrender, guys. I literally cannot beat that. I have to roll perfect with an extra D6.
Do you have any kind of traits, talents, or anything that'll come in from running away from a situation?
I have scavenger. So I guess I could argue that I make something to hide myself as we run along to blend in garbage. I don't know.
If you want to sacrifice your drone, you can throw in it. You can throw that in, to, basically stop your backpath, keep them covered, if you will. Since it's a special asset, you'll just rebuild it later, but you can do that if you want.
Oh, if I don't instantly lose it, that sounds amazing. I'm doing that. As long as I don't lose it forever, I am okay with that.
No. You can rebuild it.
Can I add extra dice after I roll?
No.
All right. So,
after you roll, you can choose to use plot points to add to your total from what you've already rolled. But once you roll, you can't decide to add extra dice.
You can't?
No, you have to.
This is a change to the way.
No. The way it works last time as well is if you don't beat the odds, if you come up with another possible way to beat the odds that includes you being able to bring in a die you didn't before, you can re-roll it.
Right.
That's how it was last time too.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Distinctions.
Oh my god! I won victory.
Yeah, would being an elf and thus. Oh my
wow.
god.
Wow, he's fine. Yeah.
Let's see if Stone Dog can pull it off too. No. I rolled a 9.
Let's see, you got a 16, you got a 20. You beat it by 5, so you don't even lose your droid. It's able to scurry away. Okay, you got a 9 total.
Lost by 6.
All right. Well, which makes sense because you're concerned what you're supposed to be doing is guarding Wildstar.
And I'm providing cover.
Right.
Go.
All right, Mr. Patterson / Wildstar, you make it to the van without a problem. Stone Dog, unfortunately, some of the police have gotten to you at this point. So you can try to fight it out, or you can surrender.
How many police?
Let's see. Let me see how many can get to you at this time. 5, 6, 3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a running battle?
Yeah. Yeah. All if you want to shoot, yes. If you're going to do hand-to-hand, you really can't fight someone hand-to-hand as you run.
Sure
if
you can.
If he's going to try to shoot and run, if my droid did not get destroyed in my silly attempt to escape, can I try to offer its assistance as the big distraction for those three guards? This thing just, like, jumps on their head.
What die is your droid?
D12.
Yes, D12. So you can throw a D12 into this pool. So you can have the D12 to your pool. If you want to fight it out, you could just surrender. No one started shooting at you just yet.
I'm going to face off against them.
So you're going to try and fight it out, okay?
I don't have a gun drawn, and it's like, you don't want to do this, boys.
Okay. Yeah. So you're showing them your empty hands, but are you going to fight them? That's the question. They're going to take you down. You know, they haven't drawn guns yet, and they're telling you, freeze!
I'm going to wait until one approaches me.
Yep. They're approaching you, so...
You know, to put on cuffs or whatnot.
Okay.
And then I'm going to turn it around on them and use them as a human shield.
Sure. Yeah, so you're basically fighting it out. Okay, you can throw in the droid D12 that'll offer you a little bit of cover. It doesn't have any guns on it, I don't believe, so it could just get in the way, right?
It's basically just sensors, and I gave it enhanced strength, and that was it.
All right, sure. It can go and, like, trip them up or something. Okay, so give us a roll, then. That is going to be strength hitter. If you've got a talent or specialty for hand-to-hand combat, throw that in.
I got a specialty, unarmed adept martial arts.
And throw in the D12, and...
I get his D12, too?
Yep.
You're setting the stakes.
You're attacking
droid,
them, so you roll first.
All right. 7, 6, 5, 3.
Okay, out of that, pick your 2 for your total and 1 for your effect die.
Let's see.
Remember, the effect die, it doesn't matter what the number is on it. It's the size of the die that matters.
Oh, all right.
Definitely go for that D12 effect die, then.
Yeah. I'll take the 7 and 6 and effect D12.
So a 13, the D12 effect. Okay. Well, these are Lone Star cops, so they're by no means knockovers. and they're going to have... Yeah, they've got their stun batons out. So, 13 will equal you, but you set the stakes, so I've got to get better than that. And I don't.
Yeah.
All right, so they're trying to take you alive, so no one's pulling out a firearm yet. So, okay, so you win. A D12 is enough to do what you asked. He's going to put the cuffs on you. You got him kind of prisoner. You got like a throat lock on him. You got him held out in front of you. This guy is effectively taken out, but there's still two more here. So what do you do now? So, you know, they're backing off a little bit, but they're going for the guns now. They got, you know, but they haven't drawn them just yet. They're like, stay frosty. We just got questions to ask you. Right now, all this is breaking and entering. You're going to make it a whole hell of a lot worse if you don't let that officer go.
I let him go by pushing him forward and then kicking him at another guy.
Someone knows how to escalate.
All right.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna go with that same roll just because it's dramatic this way. You get what you want. So the guy is you basically got this guy in a nerve hold. So you know he's pretty much slack. He's dead weight. And you toss him at the other two cops who you know reach out to grab him. And so you can run. The robot will be, you know, will have come up behind the two guys as they're grabbing their friend, bowling them all over. So all three are on the ground, and the robot skitters away. So you can run for it.
So I run forward and, you know, dive at the hole under the fence, crawl through it like a trench.
Right.
As only an army-trained soldier can.
Meanwhile, back on the van, this is all just taking a few seconds. So what's going on in the van when Mr. Wildstar arrives there?
Well, I got no idea if I've actually got the keys to the van. So if I've got them, I'm trying to get in and start it up. If not, then I'm standing by the van going, oh, I should have got the keys.
No, you got them. No problem. They're still there.
Yeah, I'm getting in the van and stuff.
Oh.
Right. I'll turn it around so that we're facing away from. Yeah, so we got, okay. So I'm burn out when everybody's in.
And a few minutes later, well, not a few seconds later, you're followed by Stone Dog, who jumps into the car and you zip off.
I said I could take him.
All right. Now the bad part. Did you decide whether or not Stone Dog has a SIN, which is basically Social Security card, etc.? If you have any dealings with...
He does not. He is sinless. Was basically mustered out because of a black op gone wrong.
Oh, that's right, though. You were in the military. Because you also realized that every policeman, Lone Star official, whatever, they have your picture. That was all video recorded.
Yep.
Okay, so you know they've got you because they got your military jacket. They know who you are. They probably don't know where you're living. What lifestyle did you buy?
D6.
D6. Okay, so they may not know where you live, but they know who you are. Just keep that in mind, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the van goes off. What now?
I think we should now regroup someplace nice and safe and figure out what the hell just happened.
Yeah.
What junkyard gets Lone Star security with aircrafts?
All right, well, yeah. Where can we go? Where can we go? Anybody, you know, any clubs owe you a favor where we can lie low, person?
Or... I know a great Chinese grocery store that will let us use their back room.
Well, I wouldn't think they'd look for us there, so yeah, all right. All right. Let's take a look.
You guys head out to the organic grocers. Yeah, sure. Yeah, they let you rent the room. 200 new yen.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have it till morning. Well, actually, this is 3 a.m., so you'll have it. You'll have it until noon today.
Jeez, what the? Oh.
So, hey, have you thought of cosmetic surgery?
Why would I need cosmetic surgery?
Talking to me.
Oh, I'm terrible. Sorry. Yeah, so, buddy.
Jeez, you can't even get our names right. Oh, my God. How are you the manager of Walls? Oh.
It has been a long night. Do not bug me on this.
All right.
So, have you thought of cosmetic surgery? Because I believe they know who you are now.
Stone Dog shrugs. Ain't no big thing.
That little star will hunt you down like the dog you are. No pun intended. So, cosmetic surgery, friend.
Maybe later. I can beat it. Prison sounds pretty good.
Depending on what you did, they might just shoot you in the street and put you down like a mad dog.
Too hard for that, son.
Well, you know, at least he didn't draw a firearm. That would have been much worse.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we have somebody check the news outlets just to check, see what they say is going on, see if there's anything about the operation that went down in the area. Well, I'll open the case and see what's inside.
Sure. Wildstar, you can crawl the feeds with all your usual programs. Nothing. Not a word. Even, we'll say you can even monitor, you know, basic police band. Nothing. Nothing at all on the news.
He will be just shocked to say nothing to the group.
So you open the briefcase, and inside there's an oddly carved wooden box with a notched cover. There's also the remains of Chinese food that's several hours old.
Okay. Does the box open? Is it a Chinese pole?
Yeah, it opens easily. The box opens easily. Within, resting gently in the center fold of a richly embroidered black cloth pillow is an idol that's about 30 centimeters long. It's carved from a deep red stone into a demon-like shape. In its hands is a pinkish globe, and its eyes glow. Etched into the object are strange markings whose patterns seem to twist and move as you're looking at it.
Oh, I don't deal with this stuff. Jeez, this is why I don't.
If I may, this potentially could be a great stopping point if,
yes. I was saying because we can maybe have other players that you can call in for help next time if you would like.
Let's go find an expert and go to the troll shaman that we know.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey, take some photos of this so that we can, I don't know, ask some experts if it's what it looks like, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I do love, though, how we ended now, where I mean, as a player, I can totally just say the character walks in and says, yep. Wildstar called me, I mean not Wildstar, Patterson called me because he got into trouble and no one's looking for Wildstar.
Except that Druid yelled out, look up Wildstar!
Yeah, call it Wildstar.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good stopping point there. Say goodbye to the audience, guys, and I'll stop the recording.
Oh, audience, you're doomed to not hear exciting stuff. Good luck.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.